As the political and economic crisis in Zimbabwe deepens, millions of people have fled the southern African nation. Many seek work illegally in neighboring Botswana, Mozambique, and South Africa. Each month, South Africa sends thousands of Zimbabweans back home on a slow-moving train. Most of the deportees say they can no longer survive in their homeland. Some are so desperate not to go home that they jump from the railway cars. NPR's Jason Bobian accompanied one train from a detention camp outside Johannesburg to the Zimbabwean border.
This is a commuter train, just like the ones that bring people to work each day in downtown Johannesburg, except this train has four armed police officers in every car. 1,153 Zimbabweans are squeezed into the 15-car train. Most worked for $6 to $12 a day as gardeners, cooks, or maids in Johannesburg. Some of the men still wear the matching blue denim shirt and trousers that are the unofficial uniforms of South African laborers.
The situation in Zimbabwe is not okay. There's no money, no job, no food.
Almost 10% of the deportees are women. They're kept in two separate cars in the back of the train. This woman, Mbona Love, was working as a waitress in Johannesburg before she got picked up by the South African immigration officials. Zimbabwe used to be one of the most prosperous countries in Africa. Now, more than half of the nation's 12 million people rely on international food aid to survive. Last year, Zimbabwe had the highest inflation rate in the world at almost 620%. Mbona Love says there's nothing left in Zimbabwe for her, despite being held at the prison-like detention camp for 2 months before being loaded onto this train. She says she plans to return immediately to South Africa.
I'll come back and look for a job.
She says President Robert Mugabe, who came to power in 1980, is destroying the country. 3 years ago, Mugabe launched a controversial land reform program to seize white-owned commercial farms and redistribute the property to blacks. While Mugabe has given small plots to thousands of poor landless blacks, critics say the best properties have gone to Mugabe's political allies, and the program has decimated the country's agricultural sector. Unemployment is now estimated to be at 70%. So young Zimbabweans, and most of the people on the train are in their 20s and 30s, seek whatever work they can abroad.
Definitely they are reluctant to go home. Some of them are prepared, I must say, to die rather than going back home.
Captain Modise Sarati with the South African police is in charge of the 60 officers who are escorting the deportees. The Zimbabweans aren't handcuffed or restrained inside the cars. Sarati says the biggest problem for the police is people jumping out of the windows.
I realize, although we try our level best, but when the train is moving, when it starts deteriorating or reducing speed, some of them just decided to go, to jump out of the windows. So they are risking of their lives not to go back home.
The trip from the detention camp west of Johannesburg to the Zimbabwean border is only about 350 miles, but the train journey takes 17 hours. The only food that's available is white bread that a young man is selling at twice the normal price. Very few of the deportees purchase the overpriced bread. The men sitting shoulder to shoulder on the hard plastic benches chat, but the mood in the cars is subdued. As the locomotive slows down or pulls into a station, the police make the Zimbabweans put their heads in their laps. As the night wears on, everyone in the car starts to doze off, including the cops. The soothing, rhythmic chugging of the train is occasionally broken by the sound of a window slamming open. Passengers and the police look up to see two or three sets of legs disappearing out the window into the darkness. At daybreak, the train is rolling through dry, red dirt cattle lands. Pointy aloe plants and thorn trees line the tracks. Before the train reaches the border, 165 people, or more than 10% of the passengers, have leapt from the train and raced for the bushes. Of those who are still on board when it pulls into Messina, the final town before the border, many say they won't stay in Zimbabwe. 31-year-old Stephen Nkwanza is being deported for the fourth time in less than a year. Nkwanza used to be a jeweler in Zimbabwe, but he came to South Africa in 1999 to work in a restaurant because it paid better.
I'm not in a position to go back to Zimbabwe because there's definitely nothing I can do there. So once I go back there, then it means I'll go and join my family in the suffering zone. So I struggle to come back to South Africa.
Nkwanza says the $200 he earns a month washing dishes is what keeps his parents back home alive. Just before he boards a bus that will take him the last few miles into the country where he was born, Mkwanza boasts that he'll be back at his apartment in Johannesburg within 36 hours. Jason Bobian, NPR News.